Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabe, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who likes to dine and dash, Pete Schwabe.
Hey, welcome to Nightlight, ladies and gentlemen. All right, let's do this. Conrad, should we do this?
I think we should light it up Thursday style.
I think it needs to be done. If we don't do it, who will? It is Thursday night, and this is Nightlight. We are broadcasting as Todd Michaels with those golden pipes just told you from downtown Green Bay. Statewide, great to have you with me, no matter where you're joining us from and no matter how, whether it's on the old-fashioned radio, the Civic Media app, or on the stream. There's no right or wrong way to do this. Whatever's convenient. You can stream us. You can watch the radio, folks. How cool is that? That's right. Radio hosts, like myself, can no longer just roll out of bed and put on a baseball cap. Now we are basically on TV. And we get many stream viewers, and it's great to have those viewers as well. And it forces me to clean up a little bit, which is great. So you can stream us on YouTube and Facebook and X, WGBW website, the WISS website. There's all kinds of ways you can nightlight. And if you're there, give us a like or a follow. We always appreciate those. But great to have you with me. We got a great question tonight, a really fun show. We're going to announce, or I'm going to plug a new contest we have here at Civic Media that you'll want to hear all about if you haven't already. But tonight we have a lot of fun. It's the popcorn pick of the week because it's Thursday. What do we call Thursday, Conrad?
It is the Christmas Eve of weekdays.
You're damn right, buddy. and we have to make the popcorn pick of the week, movie buff and my friend and PBS producer Mary Picorni Donlin joins us. She will be making the popcorn pick of the week at 6:35. And then our pal Norm Kopeski from Appleton Cigar swings by. We're going to make one last final push here for Smoke on the Fox, which happens June 2nd. This is a great event sponsored by Appleton Cigar. A lot of the money goes to charity, and it's also co-sponsored by Lion's Tail Brewing Company. So a really fun event, their second annual. We'll talk with Norm. We're going to do a quick hit at 7:05 for that. Then at 7:20... Very excited to have my guest tonight. Laura Enright is on the show. She's an author who has written books, many different genres and styles. She's got a couple vampire books, though, that we're going to talk about tonight. So a little vampire talk at 7:20 to get your Thursday rolling here, at least Thursday night, as we roll into the weekend. If you haven't seen Sinners yet, maybe this will inspire you. But we'll talk to Laura. She's been on the show once before after having written the book Meet the Parents, the Meet the Parents story, which is fascinating as well. She's a great writer. She's here at 7:20. So lots of great guests tonight on the show. And I'm not even including, when I say guests, your fantastic texts. We always love to get those when you answer our question of the night or just share your thoughts throughout the course of the show. Always fun to have the listeners participate. I said... to Todd Michaels, Conrad, about 2 weeks ago, we were on the phone, and I said, we need a fun listener name, like something the listeners or the followers of the show can call themselves. And since we deal with television and movies and music and comedy, but I thought, how about Couch Potatoes?
Potatoes.
I said it as a joke, and Todd cracked up. He goes, I love that. So I've been, you know, debating, going back and forth as to whether or not to actually make it or put it out there. But it is at least funny. Couch Potatoes. Whatever it is, folks, embrace your inner couch potato. You know, we are not meant to work in the farms and hunt food. We were 1,000 years ago. But now, I think God wants us to sit back and be entertained and contribute to your communities and all that kind of stuff. But there's nothing wrong with watching a little color television every once in a while. So looking forward to all that you guys bring to the show as well tonight. Lots of fun. We do have a new contest here at Civic Media. You have to have the Civic Media app to play, just like all the contests we've done here. And they're so simple. I mean, all you have to do is text a keyword. Each hour, you have a chance to win. And whatever Civic Media station you're listening to, whether it's on the app, it has to be on the app, you just text the keyword and you're eligible. Listen throughout the day for your chances to be a winner at 7 a.m., that is, 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. for the statewide Scani Summer Text to Win contest. Conrad, you can't win this.
Oh.
You do know that. We go over this every time, and I feel like I have to remind you.
Yeah, all right.
Because I'm going to win it. listen for your chance to win in Civic Media's latest statewide Text to Win contest. Our Scani Summer contest starts Monday, June 2nd. So we're talking about it now, but you can't play till Monday, folks. But get your thumbs ready so you can text off the Civic Media app. Just listen across the network at those times I just mentioned. You have a chance to win $100 cash or a pair of Milwaukee Brewers club-level tickets each hour. Each hour. Our hourly entry qualifies you for one of two grand prize trips in the Scani Summer text-wide. This is one of those days I'm having trouble spitting it out. I haven't talked to anybody.
It's all right.
I've been like prepping the show and I've had scripts to write for PBS and polish those up because I got that coming up. I literally have not talked to anybody all day. So this is kind of me stretching out, folks. So bear with me. It is a statewide text to win contest. The grand prizes are Wisconsin summer vacations. You ready for this, Conrad? In either Door County or Baraboo.
Yeah, those are two great locations.
Look at Baraboo throwing its hat into the ring.
Yeah.
A beautiful area. And we're even throwing in gas money to get you there. You have four daily chances to enter beginning Monday, June 2nd, 7 a.m., 11 a.m., 2 p.m., and 4 p.m. Text in the keyword after you get it through the app, and you will be all set to go. So good luck, everybody, with the Wisconsin, with the Scani Summer Civic Media Contest. Man, where do I start? We got a lot to cover here. So, okay. We have to, hey, you know what I found in my car from 2 days ago? A lottery ticket. You ever buy a lottery ticket and forget about it?
No, I don't think so.
Do you play the lottery?
Not often. I've done the scratch-offs. Usually I do it right away.
That sounds obscene. but what is that? What do you win with a scratch-off? Is that like where you win like $20 or something? You're not winning millions of dollars.
I won $100 off one once.
How much are they?
It was a Christmas gift, like a stocking stuffer. Oh, and nice. I won $100 off it.
I feel like if you're going to spend $100, make the reward bigger.
You know,
I'm sure you have less of a chance.
It would have been cool to get $100,000, but
I'll take $100,000.
Yeah.
I play when I think about it. I don't really play that often, and I always put the ticket in my car and I forget about it. And I do check, though. Like, even though it's been a few days, I'm like, oh, yeah, did I win millions? Let me check. I don't think I've ever even gotten one number. Like, it makes you realize how impossible it is to win the lottery.
Yeah.
Honest to God, there's six numbers. Maybe I get one if I'm lucky. And you don't win anything for getting one. I don't know if you knew that.
I think you get, what is it? It starts at like three, right?
Yeah.
Or is it like four?
If you win three, what do you get? You get like your money back or something,
something like that? Yeah.
That's so lame. Whatever. Hey, we got some texts yesterday after the show had ended. Civic Media's own Corey Hartman texted in. He had a great text. And last night, there was a phenomenon with the texters. I didn't even know this was a thing. Maybe I had heard it. But people love the text. The question last night was, what are your favorite burger toppings? Because it was National Hamburger Day. And a lot of people said peanut butter. A couple lunatics even said peanut butter with nuts. Crunchy peanut butter in burgers. And it was, we had fun with it. That's not something I don't think I would do, but there's another voucher here in the form of Corey Hartman, who says, I once thought peanut butter on a burger was blasphemous. I never thought it was blasphemous. I just thought it didn't sound tasty.
Yeah.
But Corey says, then I tried it and there's no going back. Then he put a Homer. I love that Homer, meme he added there too, where Homer's drooling about food. Great stuff. Thank you, Corey. Well, we got a great question tonight too, buddy. I think we should get to it.
Let's talk about the question.
Okay, question.
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 Pregunta.
Question.
Question.
Hey, I have a question.
Questions.
This question.
Domanda.
Question.
Question.
Questions.
What is your favorite movie score? We're talking score here, folks. You have a song, that's fine, you can share that. But what is your favorite movie score? I think we should give a little demonstration here. You got those babies lined up?
Well, which one do you want to play?
Because here's my favorite. Danny Elfman, and this is what kind of instigated this question. It's Danny Elfman's birthday today. And the movie Up dropped in 2009, 16 years ago. So Up has a beautiful... Let's hear some Up first from Michael Giacchini. Beautiful. Now, he's one of the best composers for movies. And that's a great one. And I loved Up. I liked the first 20 minutes of it more than I liked the whole movie, though, I have to say. It was so sweet watching how the couple got together, this great music.
You know, when I was clipping this, I watched, like, that little thing that they have in that video, and it's, like, going through the whole story.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, I haven't seen this movie in so long. It's such a good movie.
Oh, it's great. And I'm being overly critical because I did really like the movie, but that first segment it's just so beautiful.
Yeah.
It's also Danny Elfman's birthday today. I think he turns 71. Danny Elfman created such movie and TV scores as The Simpsons theme and Midnight Run. Midnight Run is my favorite movie score. Let's hear a little Midnight Run, Con.
Actually, should we do Simpsons first?
We can.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do All Simpsons. Right.
He gets paid every time they run this.
That's a lot of money if he does.
I really don't know how it works with... I would imagine he does. Because every time they play your episode that you wrote as a writer, you get a kickback. You know, you get residuals. So I assume it's the same for Danny Elfman, but he's got... This is part of every episode.
How many episodes do you think there are now?
Well, the show's been on for like 36 or 37 years. So if he gets 5 cents even for every episode since then, and the guy's loaded. I actually met him at a party once. He's a very soft-spoken guy. We were just standing around the keg on this guy's deck. This is probably 1997. Very nice guy. But my favorite, why did you want to play The Simpsons first, by the way?
I just like it.
Oh, okay, fine. All right. Here's Danny Elfman's Midnight Run score. This just makes me happy. Bow, 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 bow. One of my all-time favorite movies, too. Let's let it play till it kicks in. Give us just a little V.
We could just play this to the break.
Could we?
Yeah.
I like this as background music. I wish this music followed me around in my everyday life. Give us a little more volume there.
All right.
Ba, ba, ba. So this is my favorite movie score, Midnight Run. And, you know, I know a lot of people say Hoosiers, Rocky, Gladiator, Pirates of the Caribbean. Folks, there are no wrong answers. Please let us know what your favorite movie score is at 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. We will read your text when we come back. I've got social media text to read here. It's a popcorn pick of the weeknight, folks. It's Thursday. Mary Picorni Donlin will be here. She is a PBS producer, Madison-based, and a movie buff. So we'll do all that when we come back after this very short break. Your text being read on the radio. That's coming up. It's Beach Wabbit and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Just too good to be true. Can't take my eyes off you. You'd be like heaven to touch. I wanna hold you so
are we on?
Much.
Yep.
Conrad, you scoundrel. Welcome back to Nightlight. This is Peach Schwabba. Fun show tonight. It's a popcorn pick of the week. Thursday night, ladies and gentlemen. Actor and founder of Hooray for Hollywood, a really cool Facebook site, show, whatever you want to call it. Wayne York will be here. Wayne is a great actor. He's got tons of credits. Our kids went to school together in L.A. It'll be good to connect with him. He's going to make the popcorn pick of the week. And then in the second hour, this is exciting because Bob Dennis is going to be here. Bob is a mob expert. He's coming into the studio, and we're going to talk about presidents and their connections to organized crime. And, you know, organized crime in this country was at a point where every president had to deal with the mafia one way or the other. So Bob and I will dig into that in the second hour at 7:20 tonight. So popcorn pick of the week, 6:35 coming up in about 10 minutes. And then Bob Dennison live in studio. I would be remiss if I did not mention a national treasure whose birthday it is today. He is 69 years old, giggity. And his name is Kenny G. And he here's something that happens. I hope you don't have the song Conrad, because every time I hear this song, what's it called? What is Kenny G's famous song? I gotta look this up quick, because if you play it, something's gonna happen. It always happens to me when I. Oh no. Hey, what happened? Where am I? What just happened? Conrad, what happened?
That is the beautiful song Songbird.
Songbird, yeah. Oh, don't play that, because Songbird, that has an effect on me. I don't even know what happens. It's like I forget exactly what happens, and I don't know if it's like something just comes over me, and it's just like.
Pete, wake up.
Oh, my God. What happened?
So you fall asleep every time?
It has one of those things. I used to use it like as an aphrodisiac when I was my girlfriend. You know, I put it on. She always accused me of falling asleep. That's the worst. That's like not even elevator music.
Yeah, I mean.
I get it's mellow, it's soothing, but there's real jazz, folks, that's like, you know.
I could hear that in an elevator. Well, I think I have heard it.
You probably have.
Elevator. Yeah.
You know what happened to me the last time I was on an elevator and I heard that? You're not going to believe this. I don't know how I happened to have that, an audio file of that on me, but that happened like in 1989.
You know, this actually, when you're on hold and you get that music, mm-hmm. That's the type of stuff you hear.
I know. It's terrible.
And then you fall asleep.
But they don't care.
And then you're like, they're like, hello?
Yeah.
Hello, sir? And you're like, oh, sorry.
That's the music they play when they want you to give up. It's like, and they know you won't be upset. You'd rather talk to customer service than listen to Kenny G. So we've got that. It's National Start Over Day, folks. So name something in your life. Have some fun with this. What is something in your life you wish you could redo? I said I would probably have kept doing stand-up comedy, even though I started kind of segued into writing, which was great, but I sort of just kind of ignored my comedy career, and I wish I would have kept that going. I wish I would have put maybe a little more money away when I was young, because things appreciate. Like my son just did that a few weeks ago, and I thought that was very smart. I wish I had done that. Conrad, you said you
I wish I didn't play basketball after biking for an hour and
Conrad
20 minutes.
Says you wish he didn't play pickup basketball one day. That's the mistakes
that,
you make.
That led to an injury.
It led to a serious injury, yeah. No, I'm not trying to belittle your memory.
it's okay.
We've got the question went up on social media, and we've got Mike Desitel says, I wouldn't have given up on my marriage. Oh, you know what? I bet a lot of people would say that. A lot of divorced people.
Yeah.
And it's probably not like, I know Mike's in a very happy relationship now, and it's not, has nothing to do with that. It's like you kind of probably just, you always probably wonder if you gave it your all. That would be my guess. So it's probably more that than it is a particular person. Daniel on social media says, if I could go back, I'd start prioritizing my mental health much earlier. June is Men's Mental Health Awareness Month, a reminder it's never too late. That's a great one, Daniel.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Love that. Sherry from Horicon says, good evening, Pete and Conrad. Good evening, Sherry. She says, there are too many to list. Sherry has a lot of regrets. That's okay. It's never too late to, you know, start something new, though, too. If I wanted, I could start doing comedy again. Conrad could tell a guy to take a hike if he asks him to play hoops.
Funny thing is, I play basketball every day right now.
All right. Well, there you go. Susan from McFarland says, okay, guys, Aaron Rodgers needs to retire, and we need to retire talking about him. Look, I don't give Aaron Rodgers a thought all day, but it was I heard the golden pipes of Mike Clemens just giving us that update right before. I thought it was worth a mention, Susan. But Susan does not like Aaron Rodgers, apparently. Did you hear the Twitter controversy today?
About
Elon Musk and Trump?
Yes, I saw. I saw. And the tweet I saw after one of those was Donald has now asked him to meet him on the green.
On the green?
Where? Like at the ninth hole after 9 p.m. I think that's what it is in Happy Gilmore.
Okay.
When he goes out there. And, yeah.
Well, I had friends who were all over Facebook today. Like, oh, I knew Elon Musk was okay or something like that. I'm like, what? He sat on this. If what he's saying is true, why didn't he say it?
Yeah.
That's a serious thing. And I don't know if it is or not. They might just hate each other. But who cares? We don't get into that here, folks. We're talking entertainment. We're ending the day with a bang. It's the Christmas Eve of weekdays. And when we come back, my pal Wayne York will be here, a very talented actor. He will be here to make the popcorn pick of the week. Hour number two, Bob Dennis swings by. We're going to talk about the connection between organized crime and many of our presidents. That's all tonight. Do you believe that, folks? On Nightlight, text us. Be part of the fun. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's time for the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week, where we recommend a movie that you'll either enjoy or won't. Here's your host, Pete Schwabba.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Nightlight. Great to have you with me on this beautiful Thursday night, the Christmas Eve of weeknights, folks. This is a fun night here. We got some great guests, a good question, some good responses already. It's great to have you with me. And Conrad riding shotgun as usual. So it is the popcorn pick of the week, and I'm very excited to welcome my next guest. He is the founder of Hooray for Hollywood, and tonight he's making the popcorn pick of the week. He happens to be a movie buff and a very talented actor, and he joins us now over the stream, Mr. Wayne York. Wayne, how are you?
Yay, thank you so much, Pete. I am great, and it's so nice to be inside a room with a fan on that's quiet.
Oh, wow. So
when you have two dogs, two cats, kids, everything else, it's like, ah,
you look like you've got a very nice man cave set up there. Are you still in the same house when we knew you?
Still in the same house. And I am blessed with an office. Thankfully, all the junk I kind of put over there that you can't see. And there's costumes on a rack over there that you can't see. So let's just pretend it looks just like this.
You look like a very meticulous person. Thank you for hiding your clutter, my friend.
I'll pay you later.
It's great. It's great to see you. Great to have you on the show, Wayne. And how are you?
Things are fantastic. You know, work is slow. I drifted kind of out of the acting world when things started to get slower. And I drifted into the locations world, doing locations for movies and TV shows. And then COVID came, and then the strike came, and now that is slow.
Wow.
So it's just kind of crazy, but it is what it is. So now I'm putting my focus on other things like Hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah. Well, we'll talk about all that. And it's a pendulum, you know, it'll all come back and that kind of, you've been through it. This isn't your first rodeo. So, well, I really appreciate you doing this. So let's jump in first, Wayne, and talk about movies and snacks and how we like to watch movies and celebrate this amazing art form. How do you like to watch movies? Are you a theater guy, Wayne, or do you watch them at home in the comfort of your living room? What's your tactic?
Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me, Pete.
Oh, sure.
I really love being part of this, and I appreciate it. So thank you.
My pleasure.
I think I used to be a movie theater guy, and then I started to have my recliner chair at home, and it's like, this is pretty cool. And, you know, between us, as I've gotten older, I might need to sneak off to the restroom. and if the movie's too long, look out. But
they have restrooms in the theater, though, too, Wayne. There's restrooms in movies.
I can't pause it.
Oh, that's true. Okay. Good point.
But I went to see Thunderbolts the other day with my daughter Rosie, and it was so comfortable. I don't think I'd ever been in a theater like that, that the seats recline.
Oh, you can
put your feet up. It's like, well, wait a minute. And the audience was quiet. People were watching. People weren't on their phone. It's like, maybe I'm changing back to theaters.
Wow. Nice. Yeah. Those seats are incredible, aren't they? Almost too comfortable.
Gosh. Yeah. I wanted to watch it a second time because of the seats.
Yeah. It's just a nice place to go and sit, even if there's not a movie on. It's a wonderful little escape. So, all right. So you like to watch, you prefer at home.
I think so.
I'm sort of with you. I prefer the theater, but I just am able to watch so much more at home. You know, I can go movie to movie sometimes if I want. So I like that too. What is your genre of choice, Wayne, when it comes to movie watching?
You know, I like so many movies and they've changed so much, but I just can't get away from loving 1920s, 1930s silent movies.
Nice.
And early sound movies. There's just something about them. I don't know if in a different life I lived there or what.
Yeah.
But I'm just kind of, you know, nobody in my family was like that. So when I would get up to the kids show up in Vancouver, Canada, and they would show Laurel and Hardy every morning at 7 a.m., the rest of my family's like, what are you doing? I'm going to go downstairs to our TV room and watch Laurel and Hardy. Why? But I can't help it. There's just something about that kind of genre, that kind of feel.
Yeah.
I love.
That's great. That's a great answer. I've gotten more into film noirs lately, or I went through a phase and I haven't done it in about a month, but I'm going to go back to them. There's so much. That is like an escape. You know, you're not really there, but that's a genre you can kind of almost insert yourself into. Or pretend.
Yes.
Sometimes I'll even reach over and grab a pencil and pretend I'm smoking a cigarette or something, or grab a glass of scotch or something, you know. There's so much fun to watch.
Put your feet up on the desk.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
Use words like dame and gumshoe. Absolutely. all right. So what is your favorite movie snack, Wayne? What do you go for when you're either at the theater or just at home?
Oh, if I'm at home and I'm not being good by watching what I'm eating, Maltesers, which are,
oh my God,
I think they were in Canada, but you can find them at the occasional store down here. Maltesers are kind of like malt balls or
like
Whoppers.
Whoppers. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
I don't know those.
These
are
good. And oh yeah. Well, if you were closer, I'd open them up. And share them.
Yeah, they look delicious.
And then, oh, they're so good. And then this is like bourbon crunch popcorn.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of covered with like a caramel. There's a little chocolate inside. I mean, I'll enjoy the movie immensely, but I won't fit in my pants the next day.
How many of those bags do you need to eat to catch a buzz?
Oh, my gosh. I think this would do it alone.
Yeah, maybe. That looks pretty thick.
But maybe two of these.
Oh, those are great. Great snacks, Wayne. I was unaware of Maltesers. I didn't even know what those were. Never heard
of
those.
Worth a search.
Yeah.
Worth a search.
Very good. Have you ever snuck a snack or a drink or a beverage into a movie at the movie theater or movie house, as it were?
Yeah. I know I have. Now it seems pretty much that you can bring anything in, and it's like a free for all. But I often bring a soda in,
okay,
and wait for a loud explosion to crack it open,
right,
like a LaCroix or something like
sure.
that. If I could get a Maltesers or two in my pockets,
oh, you're all set. That's fantastic.
Yes.
What is your, let's do this. Have you ever cried during a movie, Wayne?
Oh my gosh. Oh, what was that movie? Yes, for sure. Ordinary People.
Oh, wow.
I cried. And then the two friends I went with, we were all feeling the same way. And we went out in the lobby, didn't say anything. We all looked at each other after seeing Ordinary People at the theater and hugged each other.
Wow.
There was just something about it. And then what's that other movie? Piano. Oh, shoot.
The Pianist?
No, I don't think it was The Pianist.
The Piano.
Darn it.
Yeah, what was that?
Was
it Transformers, Wayne? Was it Transformers?
Maybe it was Transformers.
Because you had wasted 2 hours? You cried.
Yeah. But I remember after seeing that movie, and darn it, I wish I could think of the name. Will put it up. I will send it to you when I think of it. But I remember, I don't want to get too crybaby, but I had to pull over on the drive home and cry.
Oh,
because
wow.
Because it was smooth. And I will definitely get that name to you. I'm sorry I can't think of it now.
That's powerful. Holy smokes. All right.
But it was like, oh.
Let's pivot. Now, you've shown that you're in touch with that side of yourself, and there's nothing wrong with crying. I've done it many times myself during a movie. What do you do when there's a couple young punks talking in a theater? Do you shush them? Do you stare them down? Do you tell the usher? Usher, what year is this? Do you ignore them? What's your approach?
Oh, that's a tough one. If I'm on my best behavior, I will kind of go, "Hey guys, could you please not talk during the movie, or could you stop texting because your phone is distracting?"
Oh yeah.
But yeah, I guess the best thing to do is either that or go to the usher or say, "Hey guys, I'll give you a bag of this if you just shut the hell up."
What would kids even know what that is, or would they think you're like an old guy if you offered them a Maltese or like a,
oh my God.
What's the matter, pal? You out of toffee, Faye? What is this? You know,
I think they would just think I'm an old timer offering them candy, and their mother told them not to take candy from a stranger, and I would be that guy.
You'd be that guy, yeah. Some old guy gave us candy, so we moved.
Yeah.
So what about cocktails, Wayne? As I remember correctly, we've shared a few drinks over the years. Do you have a favorite cocktail that you like to watch when you're at, or to drink when you're at home, or sip?
Oh boy. If yes. Glenfiddich Scotch.
Oh, nice.
Scotch on the rocks.
Wow.
14 year Scotch on the rocks.
Jeez.
Put that recliner back. I won't go to the theater. I won't sneak that in.
Yeah.
That's strictly at home, but it's just a little piece of heaven, and it shuts off all the, you know, I got to do this tomorrow. I got to do that. What's my to-do list? What's, you know, all this stuff gone.
That's what I do. Cause if you're like me, I almost, when I'm at home, I almost start looking for things to do. Like, what can I do before I can sit down so I can really enjoy this? Well, I better lock the door. I'll turn those lights off over there. Oh, I forgot to pee. I got to do that. I should do these dishes so I can really, it's maddening. And so you're right. I mean, if you have a little, I haven't had a drink in over 2 years, but that was one of my favorite things to do, is watch like an old detective movie and sip a glass of Tullamore Dew or Glenfiddich or Glenlivet, you know, any Glen, as they say.
Oh, any Glen.
Yeah, that's great stuff.
Oh,
all right.
I know.
I think we're ready. Conrad, if you please. Wayne, are you ready to give your pick?
I am so ready to give my pick.
All right, fantastic. We are about to get the Nightlight Popcorn Pick of the Week from actor and founder of Hooray for Hollywood, my pal, Wayne York, who is joining us over the stream. He's about to give us his pick. Conrad, if you please. Wayne.
Harold and Maude.
Oh, wow. Nice pick.
Harold and Maude, 1971, Hal Ashby. For those who don't know, and I know you know, it's about a young man having a relationship with a much older woman. I used to relate to the young man character, Bud Cort. And now I'm relating more to Ruth Gordon's character, the 80-year-old.
<Yeah. laughs>
But that movie so speaks to me. And when Ruth Gordon's character is talking with him and she says, L-I-V-E, live.
Yeah. Wow. Great choice,
Wayne. It just really speaks to me.
I have to give that a rewatch. I don't even know if I've ever seen that all the way through. I've seen like big chunks of it in a film class.
Sure.
And I've kind of always felt like I saw it, but I've never sat down and watched it all the way through. That's a great, and a talk about a classic and a Hal Ashby film. Really well done. That's outstanding.
And Cat Stevens for the soundtrack.
Oh, nice.
It's just dynamite.
Yeah. We got a texter someone watching on the streams. Jim Denny says, Finger Red number one. I think that, is that for a Scotch reference? I'm just because of the finger. I'll have to go to the Google for that one. We're coming right back. Wayne York, actor extraordinaire and founder of Hooray for Hollywood, just gave us his popcorn pick of the week. It's Harold and Maude, ladies and gentlemen. Check it out. We are coming right back, and we're going to do a deep dive on Wayne Thomas York here on Nightlight tonight on a Thursday. It's finally happened, folks. It's Peach Wabba and Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Put it in the ground.
Conrad, what just happened?
This time, I think I fell asleep.
That's like, if the Viagra still lasts after 4 hours, don't call your doctor. Put on some Kenny G. That'll clear it right up, I think. Hey, we're back at Nightlight. Sorry, we got off on a tangent there. We're having some fun with Kenny G tonight. The only person ever to say they're having fun with Kenny G tonight. That's me, folks. Great to have you with me on this Thursday night. It is a popcorn pick of the week Thursday night. We just got the popcorn pick of the week. I will recap that. Bob Dennis will be here at 7:20 talking about the connection between U.S. presidents and the mafia. So that'll be fun, too. Right now we have some more time here with my pal, actor and founder of Hooray for Hollywood, Wayne York, who picked Harold and Maude as his popcorn pick of the week. That's a great pick, Wayne.
Oh, I'm glad. I'm glad you liked it. Yeah, if you get a chance, just sit back, put your feet up, and have a soda.
You know, have a soda. There you go. What I want to refresh your memory. I don't know if you remember this. Our kids play. I loved hearing you mention your daughter Rosie, because your daughter and my daughter Kate, they were great friends and had so much fun together. And your wife was my daughter's kindergarten teacher for a half a year or so before we moved. And so please tell Rosie and Z and BB hello from all the Schwabas. But, you know, I don't know if you remember this. You and I both talked about The Sting one night and how much we love the movie The Sting. And you made a DVD copy for me, which I still have somewhere. This is before streaming. But another great classic that you and I both share some affection for is The Sting.
Definitely. Definitely. That movie. And again, that music is so gorgeous.
Oh, yeah.
And it just takes you away. Some of those movies for me, like Harold and Maude or The Sting, just kind of take me away, and you're swept away, and you get to go on that journey. And I remember it well, and I so remember a strong image I have of your baby Kate was laying on one of your bookcases in the living room. I don't know if you remember, you had those white bookcases, and she would lay there, and I thought, that is so adorable. That's somebody who's just, you know, at home here.
Just relaxing, chilling out on a bookcase. It's comfortable.
On a bookcase. Why not?
She has back problems to this day. But, you know, it was fun for her back in the day. Wayne, tell us a little bit about, before we get into Hooray for Hollywood, which it's such a great follow. Where did your training come from? Tell us about how you found the acting profession.
Boy, in fourth grade, I think I was cast in, I think we all had to play something. I was cast in Robin Hood, and I was Friar Tuck. And even in fourth grade, I played middle-aged men. And and I kind of liked it. It's like, oh, this is kind of fun.
Can we make him look younger? Even in fourth grade, he looks too old for, oh, that's funny.
Yeah, let's use some makeup. Makeup. And so there, and then in 10th, 11th, 12th grade, I was taking theater. And I remember so clearly somebody coming up to me, one of my fellow classmates coming up to me and saying, Wayne, you are so lucky that you know what you want to do.
Wow.
And I thought, well, doesn't everybody know what they want to do? And, you know, that's just 15-year-old kid.
Yeah.
It just kind of, there was no question. I never debated anything. So I went to theater school in Vancouver, Canada after that. And then, you know, I've just been so blessed in that work came my way, and work came my way up in Vancouver. And then I thought in 1991, well, I have two passports. My dad's American, my mom's Canadian. I should go down to Los Angeles and just try it for a little bit, and for 6 months.
Wow.
And that was, let's see, 6 months. That was a little while ago.
That's not very long. So, you did not give yourself, I mean, I'm glad it worked out. You stayed, and I'm sure you have no regrets about that, because you got over 50 credits, and you were in Meet the Fockers and The West Wing and 2 and a Half Men. I mean, you've had a great career, but 6 months, that's not a lot of time.
It was not enough time, so I think I kept going 7, 8 months, 9 months. Only when the guy subletting my apartment in Vancouver said, Wayne, are you ever going to come back and pick up this? I'm sorry. Whoops. I'm sorry.
That's okay.
That was a quote. Are you going to pick up all your crap?
Did
and,
you?
It was like, and I eventually did, okay. Went up, moved out, and never said that word again since that time.
That's okay, Wayne. We forgive you. Well, that's pretty cool. So did you have formal training other than what you just described, or were you just kind of like, I'm just going for it?
I had the formal training. It was a 3-year program. I took it condensed into 2. And then I've taken classes since then. Carol Rosenfeld was a teacher from New York who came to Vancouver. I took her class a few times, and she was so kind. Talk about middle-aged me. She said, Wayne, do you own any jeans? And I said, no, I don't.
Wow.
And she goes, let's go out on Saturday morning and buy you some jeans. I thought, oh my God, I've remembered it all this time. How sweet is that woman to take me out shopping for jeans? But so I've taken acting classes, and I took some down here too. And also the Groundlings.
Oh, nice.
I did some Groundlings work, but yeah, just thankfully work.
That's fantastic. So how was Meet the Fockers?
Ben Stoller was so nice. Did I get the name right?
Stiller, yeah, Ben Stiller, sure.
I'm sorry. Yes, he was so nice, and I had done a movie with his wife at the time, and I think they're back together now, Christine Taylor.
Yeah.
And when we were working together, I said, by the way, I worked with your wife on this movie, and he said, oh my God, Wayne, that's the only movie that we're not allowed to talk about at home. So.
So you're saying you're the reason they separated or got back together? I'm confused.
No.
All right. Wayne York is here. When we come back, we're going to talk about Hooray for Hollywood. I'm going to ask him about a show he was on called Winging It, where he did 51 episodes. We maybe get into the X-Files or Becker, Malcolm in the Middle. I don't know. You think about it, Wayne. We'll talk about all of it after the news. Intermission is coming up, and Act 2 starts then with Wayne Thomas York. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba on the Civic Media Radio Network. Elvis Presley.